1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And the news is that Sean Puffy Combs has been acquitted Friday of toting an illegal handgun into a crowded Manhattan hip-hop club by a jury that believed the Grammy-winning multimillionaire's repeated claim of innocence. He was also cleared of a bribery charge. So, I mean, I don't know this cat's music or anything, but if you're innocent, Puffy, God bless, man. And I'm sure you are. All right, now, we wanted to do something this hour called Entrepreneurs on Parade. And during a soft economy, during a rough economy, whatever you want to call it, I just read where the Fed is going to lower interest rates on Tuesday, and OPEC may do some oil cutting, and, you know, there's all kinds of conflicting energies in this market. We thought we'd get on the air some people who are not going to let this bad economy affect them and are going to push on. And we sort of asked people to write essays and to tell us why they will not be affected by any recession or any bad economy. And we're not saying we're in a recession. We're saying we may be in a sluggish economy. And we picked one from a young man by the name of Dave Oliva. He lives in Montebello, and he's on the line with us right now from his home in Montebello to talk about his entrepreneurial spirit and how you're going to press on, even if money gets a little tight and even if things get a little rough. And, Dave, welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you very much.
And how old are you, Dave?
I'm 21 years old.
You're 21 years old. And tell me about what your plan is for your future economically.
Thanks, Phil. First of all, I want to say right now that I'm very excited about my future, and I think that you have to be excited about your future. You have to be positive, and you have to be upbeat. I will eventually move out of my mom's house. Right now, I live with my mom, but by the time I'm 25, I do want to get my own place. And the essay that I sent to your radio show, Mr. Henry, you might remember if you read it. It was called Young, Smart, and Full of Character.
I remember it exactly, yeah.
And that's what I think you have to be in this economy. You have to be young, you have to be smart, and you have to have character, okay? Because if you're not young, if you're old and you haven't established yourself, like, I wouldn't want to be you. I mean, that'd be bad. If you're not smart, if you're stupid, and let's say you're old and stupid, that's bad too, and I would not want to, like, I don't want to run you down or down you or nothing, but if you're old and stupid, that's bad too. Now, let's say you're old, you're stupid, and you don't have no character, like you're a piece of dirt or something. Okay, my essay is not called Old, Stupid, and a Piece of Dirt. It's called Young, Smart, and Full of Character.
Well, you said you have a 4-year plan to get out of your house. You're living with your mother now.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be out by the time you're 25.
Yes, sir. My plan is to get my own place by the time I'm 25. We had a couple of extra expenses. My girlfriend, you know, tragically, she's pregnant again, but I am saving my money. Right now, I'm stocking shelves at Costco, and eventually I want to go into management, business management. My boss says that I'm on the fast track, and this economy's not going to catch me.
Are you in school?
I take some night classes. But again, Mr. Henry, people who go bankrupt, people who struggle in this bad economy, it's not that they didn't go to school. It's like they don't have no ideas. And I got a lot of ideas. And I have backbone, too.
All right, you keep going to young, smart, and full of character. You just mentioned backbone. So you're saying what? You got to have some guts?
You got to be strong. You got to be smart, you know? You got to have backbone. I think people who are having a hard time in this economy are weak, and they don't have no backbone. And I think if you have a hard time in a bad economy, you're just, like, weak, man. I mean, I don't even want to, like, know you or anything. Just, it'd be like if you tried to sit down next to me at the diner at Denny's in the morning when I'm having my eggs and I'm having a cup of coffee along with an orange juice, which is my standard breakfast, 3 scrambled, a cup of coffee, orange juice, before I hit the door and go to my first shift at Costco, and you, like, sit down next to me because you're weak and you're, like, going to file for bankruptcy or something, I don't even want you to sit next to me, man. If I knew it, I would not let you sit next to me.
Okay. You mentioned bankruptcy. Are you aware of this bankruptcy law that is going to make it harder for people to file for bankruptcy?
No, sir, I'm not. But I'll tell you right now, if it makes people harder to, if it makes it tougher for somebody to file for bankruptcy, I think that's good, because I don't think people you know, should be given a free ride, man. I don't believe in it. And I don't want their weakness rubbing off on me.
Okay. Look, at Dave, you got a lot of strong opinions. I'm going to give our phone number out here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. His name is Dave Oliva. He's 21 years of age. And you're kind of an entrepreneurial guy. I know that you got a lot of different jobs. You also started a business that I want to hear about. You're living at home right now. You're planning on getting your own place by the time you're 25. And you really believe in yourself, don't you?
Yes, sir. I believe in myself, okay? I mean, I believe, like, I should have titled my paper Young, Smart, Strong, and Full of Character, because I also believe that's what I am. I'm young, I'm smart, I'm strong, and I'm full of character. I'm not old, stupid, weak, and a piece of crap on the ground, you know.
Now, Dave, let me interrupt you, because I'm 48 years old. Am I old?
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, you're old, but you're not. You made it, man. You made it. I mean, I would love to be you, man. I mean, you got it. I'm talking about old people that are trash, man.
But don't you think the old, even if they don't have a lot of money, deserve our respect?
Yeah, I guess, man.
I mean, why do you agonize over that? Don't you think everybody deserves our respect? If you become strong and if you become good in business, are you going to treat those who don't have any money?
No, it's not if, it's when, Mr. Henry. It's not if, it's...
Okay, when you become strong and when you become great in business, shouldn't you treat those less fortunate than you with respect?
I respect people who respect themselves, man. If you're filing for bankruptcy, you can't pay your bills, you get out of here, man. I don't want your weakness to rub off on me. You know,
all right, well, let me ask you about the jobs that you have and your business ideas. You work where right now?
Right now I'm stocking shelves at Costco, which is a membership club. By the way, I'm not one of those people with no earning potential. I have the world in front of me, and I'm going to eat the slow economy for breakfast. Watch my dust as I become your boss. And if you can't pay your bills, man, you're some kind of pussy. You know, I mean, I'm not kidding, man.
Okay, all right, we got that speech. Now tell me a little bit about what you're doing right now.
Yes, sir. Right now I'm stocking shelves at Costco. My cousin has a dry cleaning business that I can deliver for him on Thursday. I'm going to start doing that next month. And there's also a new Subway sandwich shop opening up on Garvey. I'd like to work my way up. I can work my way up to night manager in no time over there. So I can do that. In the morning, I can do the dry cleaning delivery. In the afternoon, do my swing shift at Costco. Also, I'm going to go around to businesses, and this is kind of the thing that is my ace in the hole. I have started a new business. It's called Sandwiches on the Run, and my girlfriend makes sandwiches, and I put them in a cooler, and I go to these different businesses, okay? And
you sell the sandwiches that your girlfriend makes? You got them in a cooler?
I got them in a cooler, and my business is called Sandwiches on the Run. You know, and it's going to be so great, man. I'm very proud. See, I believe in backup systems, man.
All right, slow down, just a second. Sandwiches on the Run, you're going to have sandwiches that your girlfriend makes in a cooler, and you're going to go where, to businesses?
Yes, sir, to different business office buildings and also to offices.
Okay, and you believe in backup systems such as?
I believe if some pussy can't pay his bills, I remember one time I saw a movie, and the name of that movie was... I think it was called Oliver Twist, I'm not sure. And in the movie, the dude said, yeah, man, he can't pay his bills, put him in debtor's prison, put him in a workhouse. And my girlfriend thought I was cruel, but I thought, no, man, we got so many pussies that can't pay their bills now, we should bring back the workhouse.
And you want to put people in a debtor's prison and in a workhouse, how does that get them to pay their bills back?
You know what it does? You know,
I mean, how does that get a man, when you throw him in prison, how does that get a man to make restitution to people that he owes money to?
You know what it is, Mr. Henry? When he gets out, he'll never, ever not pay his bills like a pussy again. That's what that's all about.
Okay, Dave, hold on.
But, I mean, that's what I want to say, that I'm never going to be in that position, man.
Okay, Dave, hold the line. There you go. Dave Oliva, Entrepreneurs on Parade. Part of our feature here on the Phil Henry Show, and he is a young man who's going to be starting a new sandwich business. He's going around to businesses with sandwiches in a cooler called Sandwiches on the Run. He's going to sell those in offices. He's also working, he hopes he'll be working at a new Subway shop opening up. His cousin has a dry cleaning business. He also is a stocking shelves at a membership store. He's got a lot of jobs. He's currently living with his mother, but he plans to get out by the time he's 25. His girlfriend is pregnant again, so I got to assume that he has another child. So he's a young man who's working hard, but he's got a big mountain to climb. One of the things that we got to sort of teach him is you don't call people that can't pay their bills pussies. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. We're Entrepreneurs on Parade, part of our weekly feature. We're talking to David. His last name is Oliva, Dave Oliva. You prefer David or Dave?
Well, I prefer David, Mr. Henry, because I love that name. It's the name my mother gave me.
Okay, David. And you are a young entrepreneur. You've got a business called Sandwiches on the Run. You're taking sandwiches into businesses. You also have a couple of jobs. And you said that people who don't pay bills are pussies.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. My comment for you would be, before we go to a phone call, is have some compassion for people who are less worthy.
Well, Mr. Henry, can I just jump in for a minute?
Go ahead.
I mean, I believe that you make a commitment to pay your bills, you have to pay them. I have a daughter that I love very much. I also have another one that is going to be born, too. If I had a cable bill, if my DirecTV bill was due on the 5th, I would sell both of them on the 4th in order to make sure I pay that bill. Because I'll tell you something right now, of course I would never sell my daughters, all right? But if I had to pay the cable bill and I did not have no money and somebody said, okay, I'll give you like, you know, $1,000 for your kid or something, I'd have to consider to pay the bill. Because if you don't, you'll never get a loan in a bank or nothing. So, I mean, I will never have to sell them. But if I had to, at least I'd have the option. Because I could get, how much do you think you could get for a kid, you know?
I mean, well, why would we ever have to consider that?
No, but I'm saying I will never not pay no bill. Even if it means I could get $10,000 for my kid, which I would never do. I would never do, but if I had to.
You'd sell your daughter.
Are you going to, what, you going to get your cable cut off? Everybody thinks you're a deadbeat or whatever? Like, that's pussy. I'm not a pussy.
Okay, but you will never have to sell your daughter, I'm sure, and I don't think you'd really do that. I think that...
No, sir, I'm serious.
I don't believe it. Leah, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Well, what my comment was that... David, I believe you said that character was one of the three things you needed.
I had to sell plasma to get hubcaps on my ride. I'll do what it takes to get the job, you know.
You sold your own blood to get hubcaps.
Yes, sir, I did. Yes, sir, I did.
Are you there, Leah?
Yes,
let's go.
Talking.
Come on, let's go. We're waiting for you.
I was talking.
All right, go.
My comment was that
I think
that
David...
She's there. We're talking to her right now.
Okay, what you want?
My comment was that,
yeah,
I believe you said that character was one of the three things that were your,
yeah,
strong point.
You have to have character. You've got to have,
well,
character.
Well, I believe that people that have character don't have children out of wedlock.
Well, that's why you're where you are, where I am, you know.
That's right, I am, and
I
you
got,
don't know anything about circumstances,
money.
But I'm not living with my mother,
well,
I will assure you of that.
Yeah, but I bet you I have greater potential at my age than you did when you were like my age. How old
really?
Are you? How old are you?
I'm 60 years old. I have a PhD. I've just,
yeah,
retired from a major oil company, and I have plenty of money.
A PhD in what?
A PhD in many things.
Well, like in what?
Life, but I also have
in
an
what?
Academic PhD.
In what?
In geoscience.
Geoscience?
Yes.
That's pussy. That's
Well, wait a minute. How can you say...
Well, you can't make no money doing that. Nah, I'm sorry, man. I don't buy it. I would sell blood, man, to get hubcaps on my ride. And what are you going to do? Like, go out and...
I'm not going to do any of those things. I don't have to.
Look at an oil rig or something, man. I don't get it, man.
Geoscience is the study of soil, I guess, or the study
rock.
Of rock or whatever.
Rock.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I'll have by the time I'm 60 is a personality. Because you don't... I mean, I don't mean to be cruel, but you sound kind of like... Why don't you have a drink or something and loosen up?
Well, why is this personal?
What?
Why are you getting personal with her?
Well, PhD in geoscience. She don't sound like no Indiana Jones to me.
Okay, look. Thank you, Leah. Well, what is that got to...
Well, she just... that sounds like pussy stuff, man. I want to... What is that about?
That's a degree. That's an education. That's a PhD. That's a lot of school. And that's somebody going after something that they love, okay? Keith on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. You know what's a pussy? Is living with your mother.
Hey, man, it's temporary, man. It's temporary, man, while I put my money together. Okay? Yeah, I'm putting my money together and I'll be able to buy and sell you, man.
You're a joke, man.
Yeah, man. Why am I a joke? I got four jobs, man. I got a bank account right now. I'm approaching almost $10,000.
You got four jobs and you live with your mother?
Hey, dude, I will always pay my bills. At least I ain't paying them late like you probably do.
Oh, yeah, well, I might be late on my bills, but I sure
am
still my kid.
You're late on your bills, man. You won't be able to get no loan. You won't be able to get no house, man.
I think maybe when you grow up, you'll realize what life's all about.
I know what life's about,
I think you're
man.
A punk kid.
Hey, man, I know what life's all about. I got a midnight blue El Camino, okay?
Oh.
What do you got, man?
Oh, I just got a Thunderbird, man.
That's the most pussy car that has ever been made, man.
A T-Bird?
That's pussy, man. I got a midnight blue El Camino, okay? I got a whole racing package. I got the racing stripe, tuck and roll, okay?
And you're a sandwich salesman.
Hey, dude.
Whoa, man.
It's my own business, man. I ain't working for no... What are you doing, man? What do you do, man? You probably pushing tacos behind the counter, man. At least I'm out in the sunshine.
My own business on the side, and I drive an 18-wheeler.
I ain't talking about, like, dealing crack, man.
Okay, now don't go there.
No, what? I got a plan. What you got?
You know, I struggle to pay my bills.
I got a five-year plan, man.
All right.
What?
Well, just chill about talking about people dealing crack or crank or...
Crank.
Yeah. Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I own my own business, and this guy talks about people being worthless who can't pay their bills. For heaven's sakes, this guy lives out of his freaking mom's house.
Hey, right now I'm putting my four-year plan together.
You know what? Your four-year plan screwed, dude. You got kids right now. Why aren't you paying those bills?
I'm paying... Right now, I got a daughter. I got one more on the way. But as soon as I get on my feet... Then we're going to move into the apartments, the Monaco apartments that they're building them right next door.
Dude, you're not paying your bills now. You got kids right now, and I don't care about your freaking four-year plan. You don't know nothing
about
you
paying business. Are you paying your bills right now, Dave?
Yeah, I'm paying my bills, man. How's this dude know? I'm paying all my bills, except there's one bill that I'm late on. But that's my insurance bill. But the man said that he'd give me until the 15th of next month. Okay, and also,
oh, gosh.
And also,
come on.
My mother, I owe my mother money, but that's not the same thing.
Wait a minute. Are you paying rent to your mother?
Yes, I am.
Are you paying her regularly?
Right now, I'm 2 months behind, but she's my mom, man. It's not the same thing.
Dude, you are a pussy using your own terms. Listen to you.
You don't even
pay your own bills.
Hey, dude, where you live, man?
Where do I live? I live in a 2,700 square foot house in Corona. I own my own business. I'm a college graduate. I drive a Jaguar.
Dude,
what's wrong with you?
If you own your own business and you drive a Jaguar, how come you're living at home?
What? I own my house. What are you talking about?
Do you own the house, but your mother and father are there? Is that what you said?
No, it's not what I said. I left home at 18 and I never looked back.
What? How much do you pay your mother in rent?
I pay my mother $100 a month in rent, okay, for the back bedroom. But I asked her for the back bedroom, okay? What are you talking... What?
You are a total pussy using your own terms.
Hey, dude, how do you figure I'm pussy, okay? I'm 21 years old. I have character. I'm going to work my way up to night manager at the Subway. And then what are you going to say?
Oh,
well, wait a minute.
Girl, I'll be so proud of you. I'll ask for mustard and pickles when I come visit your sandwich shop.
You pussy, man. You know that?
No, you're pussy, man. I'll be asking for that.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
in for the Phil Henry program. All of the voices of the guests on the Phil Henry program are performed by Phil Henry. Do you understand? Finally, you dumbasses. Thanks for your attention.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is Dave Oliva. Dave is a young man, part of our Entrepreneurs on Parade segment, in which we talk about entrepreneurial spirit and how you get it and how you keep going with it. And Dave, you say that you've got all these jobs, you're living at home. How do you respond to people who tell you that you've got two kids out of wedlock and that you've got no character?
Hey, you know something? I got two kids. My mother helps me to take care of the kids, and helps Melissa, who is my girlfriend, to take care of the kids, okay? I mean, what was I supposed to do? When you love a woman and you are in bed with her and you are in, you have sex, hey, guess what, man? Babies get born, you know? So here's what I would say to all the people out there. Hey, if you have sex with a woman, babies get born. And that is part of the sexual love that I have, you know, that I'm talking about.
Okay, man. I mean, it's.
Have you ever had sex with a woman?
Yes, pal. We don't have to talk about me, okay? We're just talking about you and how all of that falls under the larger heading of character. Here is Pat on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I just want to say one thing to Mr. Young. Stupid, no
okay,
character,
that's okay.
With no plan.
That's okay.
He's living with his mommy.
That's okay. You can offend me.
Two bastard children.
You can
it's
offend me.
It's illegal to make food in your house and sell it on the street. You might be selling that meat from England and poisoning people. And you're
good. I hope you're the first stop on my. I hope you're the first stop on my route. Okay.
You're a loser.
Hey, Pat. Let me ask you something. Hey, she has to hang up because she needs to get the last word. But I know she's listening to the radio right now. So let me tell you something, Pat. My two kids. You just called them bastards. You're a pussy, and so's your old man. If your husband it wants to come down to visit me, he can come down to where I live in Montebello, and I'll kick your pussy husband's ass, too.
Feel better?
Yeah, she hung up.
You're right. There are some people who need to get the last word, so they hang up. But fortunately, on this show, we don't have a lot of them. All right?
Well, I'm going to get the last word right now on that lady, okay? You're a slut.
Okay, man. Just back it way off. 1-800-449-8686. Mike, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hey, this is Mike. Yeah, that was real intelligent. You can really argue with people, can't you?
What are you talking about, man? She hung up on me, man. Are you going to do the same thing?
No,
you gonna toss your hand grenade and run? You gonna run, man?
I don't run, but buddy.
Oh,
but,
you don't
you
run?
Know, I know how to talk
on,
to
man.
People, though.
Well, come
know?
On, man. She didn't know how to
you
talk to
an
anybody,
education
did she,
at all.
Hey, you know what, man? I got jobs, man. What do you got?
So you don't have an education when
I
you drop
jobs.
Out of high school?
What's the matter, man? Don't you like Mexicans?
I do like
that. And you know something, man? Yeah. The only people that hang up on people are pussies.
I spent 6 months in South America, and I love South America, and I love the Latino culture, but, you know.
I ain't from South America, man. I'm from East L.A.
Well, it doesn't
matter.
Now,
do you love me? What do you think of me now, man? And I'm studying for my GED, okay?
If you were intelligent, I'd have respect for you, but you're not intelligent.
I don't need your respect, man. You need to learn from me.
All I'm
going to
say
me.
Is.
You need to learn
you know,
from me. Sandwiches on the run, man, is going to be the biggest sandwich business that there is. You watch.
Hey, son, you know, you got a lot to learn about what's going to happen to you in the future. I mean, life
oh, yeah?
is not...
Like what, man? Like
life
what?
Life is not kind, and
go
it's gonna, you're going to get a reality check.
Like what? What's going to happen, man?
Well, when you get away from your mom and start getting real mortgage payments and real bills, and why don't you marry that woman instead of you know, letting
bucks.
Her live in sin?
I pay $100 a month in rent right now, man.
Oh, that's a lot,
how
buddy.
Much is
your mortgage payment?
How much is your mortgage?
Yeah, $1,000 a month.
I doubt it.
And I own a truck. That's $1,800 a month. I own a trailer that's $900 a month.
How much do you pay yeah. for your women?
Okay, what's that supposed to mean?
I'm just joking. Hey, I'll never
he's,
be...
He doesn't have any intelligence.
Hey, you know something, man? You know what I'm happy about most of all? I'm never going to be old and bitter like you. I have my life in front of me, and I'll always pay my
there?
Bills. Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. What, are you pussying out, man? You hanging out?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone, idiot. I'm getting,
yeah, you. It sounded like you pussied out and hung up on me, man. Yeah.
No, man, I run from Pennsylvania to Los Angeles twice a month in my truck that I own, okay?
You know what, man? I'm going to be
so I work harder than you could ever dream of working.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to be somebody someday, and all the people will work for me in my sandwich delivery service.
Well, look, I'm successful. I've got nice brand new equipment.
You want to buy a sandwich?
You know, the big large truck out here on the road.
Yeah.
You know, it's my truck.
Do you want to buy a sandwich?
But you're 21 years old, son. You don't know nothing about life or anything.
Hey, do you want to buy a sandwich?
Yeah, I'd have to look at them. Sure, I mean.
But I hope you can afford it.
But what I'm saying is,
okay, I think Mike, you're giving him some advice. Don't knock people until you walked in their shoes.
Exactly.
Well, that's a lot of pussy talk, man. I mean,
that's real intelligent.
Yeah, everything out of your mouth is this is pussy, that's pussy.
Well, it is, man.
Yeah, he was raised on the streets. He never went to school, so he's lucky he's gotten this far. But he ain't gonna make it to 30.
Oh,
I guarantee.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, man. Nobody gave me no scholarship to the Dooley truck driving school or whatever you did, man. You know what you can do though.
Hey, you know what you can do, man?
You could deliver sandwiches in my sandwiches in your new truck.
I'm telling you, in business, nobody's going to respect that attitude and that kind of language.
That's right. They're not going to respect a guy who can't speak the language of business, which is a bit more refined. And
are you kidding me, man? Looking like Bill Gates and Burt Russell, I mean Burt Reynolds, you know, people that have money, okay? All they did is they had an idea. That's my idea, is sandwiches on the run.
Well,
I won't have to kiss nobody's, I guess I can't say ass, right?
Well, you just did, didn't you?
Well, I wouldn't have to kiss nobody's butt area.
Oh, man. 1-800-449.
Hey, Mr. Henry, you know, it feels like you're putting me down or something.
What?
It feels like you're putting me down.
Dude. Stop using the P word. Stop calling everybody who has a different idea about you. You know, you just called a woman, a college-educated woman with a Ph.D. in geoscience. You said that sounded like some pussy stuff. Okay?
Well, I mean, what about Indiana Jones?
What about him, man? He's a guy in the movies. Indiana Jones was an anthropologist, wasn't he? An archaeologist, something like that. Okay?
Well, that's something that people take in school, not no geo-pussy.
1-800-449-8686. Mona, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Dude, you need to get a grip and realize what life is about. Okay?
Oh, you're gonna tell me now?
Yeah. You make it seem like you've got all the problems in the world and you have all the answers.
Hey.
You know, you don't have any problems. You spend $100 a month on your rent and that's too much for you. You can't even pay that.
You know, hey, I'm paying it, man.
Try being a single mother, raising your child.
Where's your man?
You know,
where's your man?
He's gone.
Okay, that's really good, intelligent picking a man on your part. You should have picked me.
My man is dead. Is that okay with you?
How'd he die? Would he fall off a cliff or something? What happened to him?
No, he died in an accident.
Well, he should have looked where he was going.
You swear that everybody...
Wait, Dave. This is a woman who lost her husband. Can't you have some...
All I said was he should have looked where he was going.
What do you mean he should have looked where he was going? He got hit by a drunk driver. By a dumbass like you that thought he had everything figured out.
Hey. At least I'm staying with
you. Who do you think you are?
How much do you pay?
You don't support your children. You can't even pay your rent on time. And that's to your own mother. What kind of an asshole are you?
I'm going
to
be paying her next month on the 2nd.
You're going to be paying her. And you're going to be making it. And you're going to be getting a career. Well, let me tell you something. I am not college educated. Okay?
I am
barely a high school graduate.
Which Taco Bell do you work at?
To support my son and to support my family... And to realize that you can't be saying, well, I'm just going to do it on my own because I refuse to kiss somebody's ass.
Hey, when
you
sandwiches...
You've got to get down and get on your knees and kiss ass sometimes, or else you're not going to be anything like you are.
But
you're nothing.
Okay, but you know what you need to do? You got to pick a man who knows how to drive. Because
will you stop that?
No, you're a dumbass. You have no respect for anybody but yourself, and that's why you're never going to get anywhere. You know, we can't all be wrong. Everyone is coming on here and talking smack to you.
And you're the dude who's saying that you're right, everyone's wrong, everybody's pussy. This lady lost her husband to a drunk driver. It wasn't him that was not driving right, okay?
Well, I mean, what do you want me to say, man? All I'm saying is when Sandwiches on the Run gets established, you can come work for me, Mona.
I don't want to work for you. I wouldn't work for you.
Why wouldn't
because
you?
Because your ass is the one ass I would never kiss.
Hey, let me tell you, Sandwiches on the Run, we're going to have bologna, like three kinds of bologna sandwiches.
You know what? I don't care what kind of sandwiches you're going to have. I don't.
You're coming
on here talking smack about everybody else's life.
Three kinds of bologna.
Telling a college-educated woman that she's a pussy?
Yeah, Gio.
Come on, now.
Hey, so now that your old man's dead, can I ask you, are you single?
Yeah, I am single, but guess what? You'd never have a chance, so don't even think about
it. You want to have a beer?
Get out of here. Have some respect.
That is the most disgusting thing. For you to ask me if I want to have a beer with you.
Absolutely. You got a woman at home. You've got two children.
I'm young, man.
You can afford a beer, but you can't afford to pay for your children or your rent?
You could go out.
What kind of an imbecile does that make you?
If you come to work for me, I won't make you carry the sandwich cooler.
You're a dumbass. I don't even want to speak to you. You know what? We cannot all be wrong. Everyone agrees. There is a general consensus on this radio that you are a grade A American, typical number one dumb ass.
You know something? Everybody is a failure. I'm going to be. And let me tell you something else. Beers are a lot cheaper than kids.
Reality is, oh, God, then you shouldn't have had them. You shouldn't have laid down and had them.
Hey,
you shouldn't have laid down and
had
them.
But I'm a man. I must have the
you
sex.
You think about what your kids are going to come say to you in 15 years when they're grown. And if you think you can look at them in the face and say that to them, then you're nothing. You're nothing of a man. I'd like to see you look in your children's faces and say,
I hope you're happy now.
Son,
I hope you're happy.
Beer is cheaper than you were.
I hope you're happy. You beat me down, man. You beat me down. You beat down my self-esteem and everything.
That's good.
That's good?
You need to go to your children, and you need to get down on your knees, and you need to promise to take care of your children instead of just spending all your money on alcohol.
I could be in the kitchen right now. I could be in the kitchen right now helping my girlfriend make egg salad sandwiches, but you beat me down.
Well, that's too bad.
I feel like a pussy now.
You are a pussy. You should feel like one.
You made me feel like I'm all pussed out and everything.
Well, that's what you did to every other person that's called today. Every other person that's called, you've beat them down and made them feel like crap. But you're not doing that
to me. Now I don't even want
to
go in the kitchen and make...
I have pulled myself up from the gutter.
I don't want to even make
individual.
Those lean ham sandwiches for sandwiches on the run.
Look, dude, go make some, okay? Go make some sandwiches.
I feel like a pussy.
Good. Good. Go look at your children and tell your children how much of a pussy you feel like and try to make up all the wrong that you've been doing and all the bad things you've been saying to other people. You try to make that up to your children. You spend your life trying to make it up to your children. Don't worry about me and don't worry about the other people.
What
worry about your children.
Why did you belch?
Because I'm having a beer.
You're having a beer.
Whoa, is that against the law now all of a sudden, man?
No, it's not against the law, but it's just annoying that you can sit there and spend your money on alcohol or things like that you don't really need. When you can be giving that money to your mother or to your children.
My kids are going to help me sell sandwiches on the run, man. You'll see.
Well,
okay,
that's good.
Good
for your children.
All right,
sure
look at Mona.
Love that.
Mona, I couldn't have said it better. And
so are you busy Friday night or...
Yes, I'm very busy.
Hold on for just a minute.
Now what are you doing?
Who knows what he's doing?
Now I can't have a bong hit?
Okay, that's it. The dude's doing bong hits.
See, he's an idiot.
He's a fruitcase.
He's got money for drugs and alcohol, and like I said before,
and he's gonna...
you're the one that's got to look in your children's faces from either behind a prison wall or from some other ugly place. And you've got to explain to them where you screwed up.
What did you say?
Okay, thank you very much, Mona. Get out of here, you freak. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. For some reason, our discussion here off air about Sean Puffy Combs, whose music I have I don't know, and I guess that makes me even older. I guess every day of my life, I get further and further away from the mainstream, man. Sean Puffy Combs. Although you don't know this cat's music, do you? Is there anybody out there who's ever heard this guy, man? I mean, seriously, forget about the old white, bald, middle-aged men that listen to me. I mean, some of the younger people who listen to this show, of which we have plenty. Have you ever heard this cat's music? J-Lo is down on her face. But anyway, he was acquitted today of toting an illegal handgun into a crowded Manhattan hip-hop club by a jury that believed the Grammy-winning multimillionaire's repeated claims of innocence. He was also cleared of a bribery charge. And he had as his lawyers Benjamin Brofman and Johnny Cochran. So he had a pretty good legal team. And if the guy's innocent, the guy is innocent. Now, he's worth something like $400 million as a producer, not so much as a recording artist, and that's where his real forte. And you know what? He's a lot cleaner cut, and his act, his presentation is a lot smoother than, say, Notorious Big and that Tupac Shakur dude and all those other scumbags. This guy is like somebody your daughter ought to go into, a crowded Manhattan nightclub with. What do you think? But we got to talking about this guy, and for some reason, I was saying, you know, I was comparing it to, for instance, Dean Martin walking into a nightclub with a gun, or Crosby, Stills, and Nash packing heat, or Elton John with a gat, you know, on stage at Dodger Stadium. Because that's exactly what we're talking about. It's exactly what we're talking. There's no difference. You say, well, look at the culture he comes from. Forget it. He's an artist. He's an entertainer. He's a poet. He's a musician. What if James Taylor was busted with like an Uzi walking into the Ash Grove or something back? I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about like freaking Nicolette Larson, you know, with a 22 as she goes up on stage at the Troubadour. Air Supply goes into Barney's Beanery with a submachine gun in a case. See, anything in life and in culture you can make relatable, anything. I don't care if you know anything about Sean Puffy Combs or not, and most of us don't, because most of us are white listening to this broadcast. Although we probably have more black people listening to our show than most other talk shows, I would have to say. But in any event, anything can be made relatable. And to me, this guy and his life and what's happened to him and what's happened to other people who were involved in that genre of music is as bizarre to me as if, like, the two members of Air Supply shot each other on the strip in Vegas. You know? As if, I don't know, Anne Murray got into it with Carol King. Anne Murray's found face down in a pool of blood in a women's room at the MGM Grand or something after a gunfight. That's how weird it is. And these guys, most people try to improve themselves to get into music. You know, you move into the music world, you move into business. You're trying to improve your life. You're trying to get away from those violent roots. These cats going right back into it. So I don't know if you heard the news, but Air Supply got into a blazing gun battle with Siegfried and Roy right outside of the... So it was a lover's quarrel. John and Karen Carpenter are arrested trying to strangle each other. John, is that the guy's name? John Carpenter? John Carpenter's the... Richard Carpenter, you dumbass. Siegfried and Roy and Air Supply were gunned down today in a brutal, bloody... In a brutal shootout in front of their freaking hotel. What in the hell? Why don't some of you white people start shooting each other? Jack Jones died today when Wayne Newton pulled a gun and greased him out there in front of whatever the hell it was. All right, so there it is. Oh, we were going to talk about the secret society thing. I can't get into it right now, but Vicki Lawrence and Carol Burnett shot each other. It was a knife fight. Phil Henry Show.